When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
It is the Chicago First podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Okay, Haima Black, Dynasty Podcast, live from Cards Against Humanity. I'm here with Vincent Martel from VAM. How are you doing, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
We kind of had some bumps in the road with some of our tech tonight, so I really enormously appreciate you being patient tonight. That's so cool.
Definitely. I mean, we're very familiar with that at VAM, so.
Man, you can have all the best tech, you can have all the best hardware,
it's
you can have all the prep in the world. I get here 2 hours before everything starts,
and
then we go live at 9, and if something decides at 8:59 it doesn't want to work.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
you can't do much.
You just keep going.
Absolutely.
So VAM is doing really cool work. It's something that I've been seeing the name, I've been seeing the work pop up with so many of the people that that I know in the community or who we've featured on the podcast before. So it really felt like there was a lot of overlap. It felt like there was a lot of, like, I think maybe similar energy in some ways, but, like, bring us into what VAM is doing, because I've been noticing it, and I'm sure a lot of people have been too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we launched about a year and a half ago, so we're still pretty fresh at this point. But VAM is an online channel and resource for people to discover new and emerging talents and new and emerging spaces in the underground art scene in Chicago. What that entails is a team of about 20 writers at this point, writing really cool features and interviews on different artists and spaces in Chicago, and a really, really badass team of cinematographers and editors and sound technicians, producing our own video content.
Yeah, and it, like you said, it's very visual based.
Absolutely,
like first and foremost, and you have this great responsive website that
has all these
very eye catching graphics.
Absolutely.
It really jumps out at you.
Thanks. Yeah, it takes a team for sure, but I think for us to cover the visual arts in Chicago, I think we had to prove that we're something that people would want to go to look at every day, you know?
Well, you know what? I mean, like, you know, we were just talking to Ryan just a moment ago, Ryan Brockmeyer from the Midway documentary, and he was just saying that he has all these vignettes on his website to show people that, like, hey, this is something that we're doing.
Absolutely.
And you have to do, we do that with a podcast where, you know, people go, I don't know if I want to do it. And then we're like, look, here's our archive.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just going to waste your time. It's a real thing. But you have to do that. You have to show people that it's a thing.
Absolutely. Especially nowadays. I think it's the ADD culture we're in, where you have to capture that attention within 3 seconds. So we've kind of played with the idea of how can we capture that attention and keep it for longer.
Well, I think that site really, again, it jumps out at you.
Thank you.
Everything's moving. It's responsive. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Yeah, thanks. It's on a different level right now, but it's only growing.
So let's get into the origins of this. Let's talk a little bit about your background, and then we'll kind of get into the background of the project. But, like, grew up in Chicago. Did you know you wanted to be a documentarian? Did you know you wanted to showcase the arts? Like, kind of bring us into your background growing up and where this started, you know, this kind of idea came together.
Yeah, absolutely. I moved to Chicago area with my family when I was about 12, 13, and then we moved to the suburbs, which sucked per usual, per every
but
suburb,
that's a very Chicago thing, to be a bored teenager in the suburbs.
It sucked. It sucked. But the cool thing is I was really creative as a kid.
Yeah.
My parents, really creative. My dad, one of the most talented artists I know, I think. So I grew up knowing art and appreciating it. So I went to college and transferred to the University of Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do any studying, no studying done whatsoever.
That's the point of college.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I
says the college instructor.
Yeah. That's amazing. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't do a lot of studying, but I discovered this really cool underground art scene in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Some really, really cool experimental performance art. And I kind of fell in love quickly, of course. And then that had me think about what was going on in Chicago, my own home, and all of the cool underground stuff happening there.
Well, you know, something that I've seen, and I think everybody in this room will agree, is that, like, Chicago goes in waves.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if it's in the 80s, you have industrial, you have house, and it's in the 90s, you have, like, Smashing Pumpkins explosion.
Sure. Yeah.
And on, Kanye, and you yeah. know, and I always talk about this on this podcast. Anyone who's listened to this has heard me talk about this, but it's like, right now we're in this really great wave, not just in, like, this kind of post-chance Chicago,
yeah.
but then, you know, this wave where you look at, you know, Berlin.
Absolutely.
You look at an event like Queen at Smart Bar.
For sure.
And I don't even want to, like, use the wrong label, but there's so much energy around, I think, so many figures and movements in Chicago that I think really didn't get a look until very recently, but it doesn't mean they weren't around before.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree 1,000%. I think that's kind of how Vamp formulated. We were upset and frustrated that the really cool events and artists that we loved and, you know, dedicated our lives to,
right.
They weren't getting the attention that they deserved, especially in the mainstream Chicago media.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I think our mission was to bring that to life, really, you know, give that a platform so that people can discover that if they like.
Well, and there's so many, I think, great, I don't want to say younger, but, like, it's a newer wave, because yeah. I look at someone like Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boom Boom Room at Green Dolphin, you know,
absolutely.
Years ago, which was yeah. this great house music, gay-friendly industry night. And that was still, it wasn't a secret, but it was definitely like a certain audience.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't like a mainstream thing.
Yeah.
And now I think a lot of that spirit carries on again with like a newer or younger or like more emerging crowd at places like Queen at Smart Bar.
Yeah, there's an energy now that I mean, I haven't seen, and I've talked about this a lot, that there's, I think, a renaissance happening.
Yeah.
There's this really beautiful art renaissance happening in Chicago, and I think it's because of the politics maybe that's happening.
It's a response. Anytime that there's like
absolutely.
Incredible turmoil,
yeah.
and we've seen this in history, not just in Chicago,
yeah.
art always kind of flourishes, because that's when people are the most inspired and the most, you know, they have the most to say.
Absolutely.
When we were in like the Clinton era and
yeah.
things were like pretty good, music was pretty bad. It was a lot of like Three Doors, or not Three Doors, no, Seven Mary Three.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
a lot of music that sounded like watered down Pearl Jam.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Seven Mary Three.
Yeah.
But it was like,
yeah.
there wasn't that level of inspiration
absolutely.
In art and culture. It was a lot yeah. of American Pie, because things were like kind of okay.
Yeah.
You know?
There wasn't a fire. Then.
There was not a fire.
And I think now we're starting to see a lot of the artists in Chicago ready to, you know, either put out that fire.
Or yeah. I mean, of course, like, it goes without saying, you look at an artist like Vic Mensa.
Absolutely.
What he did at Lollapalooza.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and his
yeah.
connectivity, again, going back to Queen.
Yeah.
Lucy Stuhl.
Absolutely.
And, like, and it's all connected here.
It is. I mean, yeah. Myself and the co-founder of VAM, we performed with Vic at the Lollapalooza performance.
Yeah.
And the first, you know, gay kiss on a festival stage. During Vic's
wasn't there a marriage?
Yeah,
yeah,
Lucy Stuhl from Queen officiated it on stage.
That's incredible.
Really, really cool. I think a really cool piece of performance art that happened that night.
Yeah,
from one of the biggest rappers in Chicago right now.
Well,
you
sure.
know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think, and again, he had a lot to say, and he said it.
Yeah.
I think people are actually saying what they've wanted to say for years, and it's happening in a huge lump sum.
Well, we have now both the online platforms to do it, of course, just like straightforward, like Facebook, Twitter,
absolutely.
Snapchat, all these things. But also the in real life, you know, whether you want to call it a safe space, a
yeah.
DIY venue.
Yeah.
You know, people are not waiting for a larger venue to pick them up.
Absolutely.
They're going and making their own
yeah.
culture and community and
yeah.
environment.
Yeah, especially the DIY scene in Chicago. I
yeah.
think one of the most beautiful spaces I've ever come across. The sense of community, I think, is stronger than any other city in the U.S. And, you know, these are groups of artists not waiting to, you know, get recognition from a bigger venue. They're doing it themselves. They're booking their own artists. They're paying for it.
And it's very punk rock.
It's,
because
yeah,
we're,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
circling this idea of DIY.
Absolutely.
And I just think it is such an interesting time to be young, to be inspired, to be creative.
Yeah.
and be enabled.
Absolutely.
And you do not have to, you're right, like you don't have to wait for somebody to like, I tell this to my students all the time, like nobody walks up to you and knights you and says, now you are an entrepreneur. Now true. You're allowed yeah. to go become an artist.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you wake up one day and you go, I'm going to make a film.
Absolutely.
I'm going to make a website. I'm going to make a blog. I'm going to make a movie. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to go do these things. And then you just do it. And it sucks. And people yeah. are going to like shut you down. Absolutely. And people are going to get in your way. And you're going to yeah. run out of money.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend's going to get mad Absolutely. At you for like spending time on it.
Yeah.
And you go do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's all stemming from, you know, people wanting to change the way things are happening. You
yeah.
know? I think that's how it happened with me. I was looking for this community that I couldn't find, so I just created it myself.
Well, and that's really the key. You see, like, there's something that doesn't exist in the world, and you go, all right, if no one's going to do this,
yeah.
if
yeah.
no one's going to open this restaurant, if no one's going to make this movie, if no one's going to write this book,
absolutely,
I guess it's up to me.
Yeah, the fact that, like, we couldn't find a really solid resource in Chicago where we mm-hmm. could find really cool artists, really cool spaces was kind of baffling to us.
Well, I feel like there are, like I think the Reader has done a good job of covering it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Reader also has their own obstacles Absolutely. Right now, which is, you know, really unfortunate
yeah,
because they're
sure.
a great resource in the city.
They're great.
And there's only so much everyone can do,
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So I think any shine and focus that, like, an operation like VAM can provide, like, that just helps.
Yeah,
you know.
Thanks. And I mean, the cool thing about VAM is all of our video content, all of our written features, those are things that the artists can use to market themselves, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because
that's part
of their, yeah, a lot of the artists in Chicago, they won't get a lot of media attention, you know, compared to the artists in New York or LA. So it's like something like VAM is a resource that they can use to push however they like.
I mean, to use some outdated terms, it's part of their press kit. It's
Absolutely.
Part of their EPK,
yeah.
for lack of
yeah,
a better
it's totally a press kit.
Descriptor. Even yeah. though press kit sounds like the most 90s,
yeah,
like,
it does.
You know, like you open up a manila envelope and there's like a black and white
yeah,
headshot.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
that idea.
It's definitely that idea for sure.
It's part of their portfolio. I think it's a better.
Yeah, yeah. And we're just, you know, we're giving the resource to whoever takes it.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to make this content whether or not you like it. But it seems to be well received, which is nice to know.
No, I think people are really responsive to it. I've seen people be very, I think, passionate
Absolutely.
About it.
Yeah.
You know, Dan Poliak, I'm going to single out Dan Poliak,
yeah,
who is
Dan.
Incredible. Dan Poliak is the
amazing.
Art director at the Metro.
Yeah.
And he was an early contributor and believer and supporter of Dynasty Podcast. He made our awesome logo that you see on anything we
nice.
Do that has the, you know, if you look at our website, you look at our SoundCloud, there's the logo that has the A as an A, the A in podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is a radio antenna.
Yeah.
Or a radio tower. So Dan did that, and nice. Dan is doing, like, incredible work with Queen. I almost lost where I'm going with this, just being like, Dan Poliak is a great person.
Because he is.
Right, he is. But, like, I know that he is somebody who has sang your guys' praises quite a bit. And I know he's really passionate and he's a believer. And I know he's not the only one right now.
Yeah, that means a lot. It's nice to get that support for sure, especially from people who have been doing this shit for years.
Oh, yeah,
you know
absolutely.
I mean? And they've been killing it. So to get any sort of, you know, applause is great for us because, you know, we're just doing it because we love to do it.
Well, sure. It's a labor of love.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. So when we hear people love it too, that makes it even more worthwhile for us, I think.
I think that makes it easier to go on.
It does. Because it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's
and
not
I know,
easy.
Again, everybody in this room, Prove edits our podcast. You know, Ryan has 60 million hours of interview footage, and
yeah.
it's like when you're looking, when it's 3 a.m. and it's you and that computer screen by yourself,
Absolutely.
It's very hard to be like, why am I doing this? And then when you hear somebody say, like, dude, I listened to this podcast, I saw this VAM video, like, I can't wait for this documentary, like,
yeah,
that's the thing that keeps you going.
Yeah, for sure. It's knowing that you're affecting people.
Yeah.
And that's not something that you think about all the time. Usually you're just in the mindset that you have to finish it, you know?
Sure.
You never take the time to actually appreciate the fact that other people could appreciate it too.
I mean, I'll tell you, anytime anyone says, like, I listened to your podcast with them, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
Like, I thought I've done like 800 podcasts. that like no one will ever hear. Yeah, like in my head, I'm definitely. Just like, no one's going to listen to this. Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm just doing this because I love it.
No, it's great. I mean, like if sometimes we go to, you know, a studio visit and we'll have other artists come up to us and say, yo, we love your shit. And we've watched that interview. It's great. And that to us is like baffling, right?
But it's amazing.
But it's great.
It's the best feeling. So I feel like there are so many content creators, there's so many storytellers, and I think that there are so many people who, bless their heart, they walk out into the world in 2016 and they go, I'm going to start a blog. I'm going to showcase the scene.
Yeah.
And again, like, I'm not even like trying to like throw shade or like just diminish anyone's drive, but like there's a lot of people doing that. Why do you think VAM has connected and caught on and been able to, I think, get the attention that it has when there are so many people who are walking out with that idea of like, I'm going to also showcase the underground.
Yeah. There are a couple reasons. I think the first, we planned VAM a year and a half before it actually launched.
Right.
There was a lot of prep work in finding the right team, finding the right writers who weren't afraid to say what they wanted to say or edit themselves, finding really dope cinematographers who had a great style. We planned VAM a year and a half before it actually launched.
Right on.
Just
That's
to
so
find
smart.
Just to find the right team who could carry the brand and really push the mission of promoting the new and emerging in Chicago. I think VAM, our team, is on a different level, to be honest. Our co-founder, Jordan Phelps, has been in the art scene since he arrived in Chicago in 2008.
Yeah.
He's kind of heading this with me. He's great. Digital art director Sam Bailey is a really cool filmmaker. One of the best, I think. Greg, Stephen Ray, and Jeremy Friedberg, they do amazing film work. They're heads of production. And Nicole Lane, our managing editor, is like, she writes for every publication in Chicago, I think. So she has a great sense of what the city is.
So it sounds like what you're telling me is you literally went and Nick Fury'd this whole team of like incredible Avengers in Chicago and you put together the team. And that's brilliant.
I did. And these were all people who, you know, were artists or are artists and people supporting artists and going to these DIY spaces. These are people who were in the scene and living that, you know?
And that makes all the difference.
It makes all the difference because I think my second point is you have to do what you know.
Right.
Don't fake it or force it because then it'll show and then, you know, no one will want to buy into that brand.
No. Again, we're talking about this, the guys who like show up from LA for 2 days and they're Chicago's best bet is deep dish pizza.
Absolutely.
And you're like, the bean. And you're like,
exactly.
Fam.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it's.
There's so much of that shit
there's
too.
There's too much of it. There's way too much. But it happens all the time with Chicago.
But it makes, I think, the authentic content, you know, documentary, like what you guys are doing, all this stuff. It makes the authentic content stand out because you know when someone's actually from Chicago.
Absolutely.
Because they're not writing fucking articles about like, don't put ketchup on your hot dog. They're not that guy.
Yeah, exactly. No, for sure. And we're just doing what we know. And we're doing what we love and we've loved for years. And I think that's a big thing. And that's what separates us from a lot of the new online publications.
And there's so many. And again, bless their heart, man.
Yeah,
like
it's happening.
It's awesome that there's so many people who want to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I think the cool thing is like we make our own video content too, you know what I mean? And we have a writing team. So it's like we're not just shooting out written content. We're shooting out video content and a lot of it.
And you're shooting out original content. And that's something that I learned really early on is like, you know, I had a local music blog, I don't know, like 09, 08, 07, like somewhere in that space, you know, like maybe 2010.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, there's so much going on, but at the same time, like there was like great sites like Fake Shore Drive. There's like Ruby Hornet. And those were incredible sites run by friends of mine that, I have a tremendous amount of respect for. And I really started to see like, you know what, man, like, you know, I was doing so much. My old producer, Layla, she one day was like, you have got too much on your plate.
Yeah.
She's like, drop the blog, focus on the podcast because no one else is doing the podcast. And I was like, oh my God, that's it.
Yeah.
Like do the thing that no one else is doing.
Absolutely.
And so you guys are creating original content, whereas anybody else – is just, you know, Chance drops a new song with, you know, with whoever, with Tokyo, and that's awesome. And then you have 17 sites that write the exact same story about that.
And they're, which is unfortunate because you're not seeing the entire scope.
No, and you guys instead are not, like, reblogging the same content that everybody else is. And I feel like a site like Fakeshore leads the pack in doing that conversation very well.
Absolutely.
And then I think you have a lot of sites that follow that lead.
Yeah.
But you guys are putting out something different that nobody else has. And I've found this too. It makes all the difference in the world when you're not chasing the same thing everyone else is, but you're like, we have this thing that no one else does.
Yeah, it's true. And I thank you for that. That's amazing. And I think that's something we pride ourselves on. It's, we're not following the mainstream. That's something that we're kind of trying to counter almost. We're looking for the artists in spaces who are off the cuff, you know?
Right.
We're not interested in, you know, celebrities or artists with over, like, 500,000 followers.
No, like, you're covering, like, the Dojo. You're covering Canvas. Yeah. You're covering, like, Wretched Nobles, Young Camelot. Like, you know, these are not TMZ names, but they are authentic Chicago operations.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially Dojo and Young Camelot. And all those guys are great.
No, I love it. We've gotten to do some stuff with them as well, and it's always a treat, man. Like, I love everybody involved with all those.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, it's a beautiful community.
It is. So if somebody was, like, looking at the site, if they're listening to this, or they go to the website and they think, like, oh, my gosh, this is gorgeous. Like, I love what VAM is doing. Like, how could they get involved, and what are you guys looking to cover? Like, do you accept pitches? Do you accept requests? Or, like, you know, how does that kind of dialogue happen?
The cool thing about VAM is all of the artists and all of the video content is kind of pitched to us by the people following us. Right. Very rarely do I say, yay, I want to cover this artist. Usually it's I'm coming across an email from someone who's like, yo, I think Mikael would be a cool feature for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yo, check out this girl, Emily Esperanza, like, killing it right now.
Emily Esperanza is killing it
she's
though.
She's killing everything.
She is killing it.
She slays everything.
She does. And her work is a good word, man.
Her style is just, like, on a different planet. It's great.
Have you guys done Celine Dion yet?
No.
You guys need to do Celine Dion.
All right, definitely.
Like, totally, are you familiar with them?
Yes, absolutely.
I just think a VAM piece on Celine, on Maggie and Emily.
Yo, that could be
which
great.
Which is completely
that could be
kill.
Great. I'm totally into that.
Shout out Maggie and Emily when you're hearing this. When I tag you on Facebook, email VAM, make this happen. So how can people?
Sorry. VAMstudio.net, VAMstudio.net.
Mm-hmm.
All of our content is online. It's always update it. Our initial plan was to just update it weekly, but that's turned into, like, almost daily now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
And staggering.
Yeah, and staggering, for sure. Check that out. Get familiar with our work. There's a team page with information on how to contact us. VAMagram on Instagram, VAM Studio on Twitter, VAM Studio on Facebook as well. We're always looking for content writers.
Mm-hmm.
Writers who know Chicago and love Chicago art, please contact us. Cinematographers are cool. We have a killer production team. I think one of the best in Chicago. So if you're interested in that, we're totally open to, you know, having you intern or having you freelance for us.
This sounds like a great opportunity for, like, college students.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. For sure. We had, like, one of our best interns ever. He just flew out. But, yeah, it was the first time we opened VAM up to internships, and fucking great experience for both parties, I think.
You know, man, I say this all the time. I have a team of about five or six, maybe seven, like, depending on the day, contributors, and they're almost all Columbia students. Prove here just graduated from Columbia a few months ago.
Nice.
But the whole team is made up of Columbia students. They're all young creatives. They're all the most, and I'm not just saying this, they're the most ambitious, creative, like, incredible team I've ever worked with.
Absolutely.
And they're all what anyone would think of as, like, oh, they're millennials, young adults. And it's dude, they're killing it. Like, they are the engine that drives the podcast. So
it's true.
Having the best team and the right contributors,
it's everything. And
it makes all the difference.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's why we've been so successful is all of that. And
you have the team and you're covering the content that matters, and you're creating, again, a conversation that no one else is replicating because you're not chasing down the same story that everyone is reposting.
Yeah.
And again, like, I think that's great, man.
Thanks.
Vincent from VAM.
Yeah.
VAMstudio.net is the website, man.
Yeah.
Everybody should go check it out. And, you know, same offer. Like, let's please check in down the line. Like, keep us updated with what you've got going
Absolutely,
on.
Absolutely, for sure.
You know, we do panels and workshops all the time. I'd love to get you on one of those.
Yeah,
I think
please
that'd be great.
Let us know. You guys are great. Whatever you need, we're here for you.
I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, dope.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming up tonight. Thank you again for your patience as well. This was great. We are definitely going to continue this conversation.
Thanks a bunch.
Sweet, man.
Cool.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.